Victorian households could soon be separating rubbish into six or more bins instead of the usual two or three to help solve the state's recycling crisis. It's one of several ideas published in an interim report to the state government by Infrastructure Victoria, as David Sparks reports.
Since the start of the year, one Melbourne council has been doing something a little different when it comes to sorting rubbish. It involves about 1,300 households and they've got four bins. Denai Bosler is the mayor of the Yarra City Council, and it's the recyclable material that's getting special attention.
So we've got your regular waste, we've got your organic and your green waste, and then we've got your paper and plastic recyclables separated from your glass recyclables. And that's the real unique component. Separating out glass at the household level is going to make a real big difference in our recycling processes.
It's this sort of separation that prevents the contamination which prompted China to stop importing foreign waste for recycling last year. And it seems Yarra residents are keen to make the extra effort.
I've had more residents contact me about it, saying, when is this going to be rolled out across the whole of Yarra, than I've had complaints. I think the biggest complaints I've actually had are about not having the glass recycling not being big enough for all their wine bottles. And we said, don't worry, we can get you a bigger bin if that's the problem.
Getting residents to better sort their rubbish is one of several ideas floated in an interim report from Infrastructure Victoria. But do waste and recycling companies like the idea? Gail Sloan is from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia.
Look, I think we're always trying to get source-separated product, but we have to balance the cost of additional space for planning reasons and additional transportation costs against the cost of getting the stream at the end. And you also have to ask yourself, will that change market demand for those products? Or is it simply a cost-shifting exercise? So any decision to put in additional bins has to be done looking at the full cost of the entire supply chain rather than just some constant knee-jerk reaction.
The Infrastructure Victoria report also raises the possibility of a container deposit scheme, which operates in other states.
The great thing about container deposit is we finally have somebody other than households and councils paying for the product that they produce. So it's a polluter pays principle that puts monies into the system by those that make packaging that take responsibility for it. And I think we have to increasingly look to overseas and look at who's paying for the cost of managing waste.
And when it comes to finding a market for recycled products, the Infrastructure Victoria report recommends financial incentives to push manufacturers to use more of them. A spokesman for the Victorian government says it's already working to build a domestic recycling industry and to find more uses for recycled materials. And while the government waits for Infrastructure Victoria's final report, due in April, the spokesman says it's also supporting councils and investing in infrastructure to fix the state's waste management system.
David Sparks reporting there.